This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
You can bring up anything that you want. For those of you just tuning in the last hour we were talking about the good news, a little bit of good news, every now and then we hear some of it, that Utah's government has passed the laws of a couple weeks ago, I believe it was, that actually protects parents' rights to allow their kids to grow up on their own, to, you know, do things like walk home from school, go to the park without supervision. These are some of the things that the law in Utah is going to protect. And it's, of course, shocking and sad that
we need a law.
In a state of being in the United States where some people think that we need a law to enshrine those, you know, long-held normal rights, which, of course, aren't so normal apparently anymore. Now what's normal is to be a helicopter parent floating over your kids at all times and constantly worried about all the bad things that might be lurking out there to get them, even though violent crime and, like, abductions is down. As I understand it, over time.
Is it down, though, because crime's down, or is it down because our kids are kept off the streets?
I don't know about that.
Violent crime in general tends to go down, so...
What do you mean, tends to go down?
I'm sure you can find a year in some society where it was higher than the year before.
Usually it surrounds wars. Violent crime tends to go up when wars occur.
We're always at war, so that's still a baseline for us, but it's going down.
Yeah, it's going down over time, but if you can find in the relatively recent past that it was lower than it is now, and I suspect that the chickens are coming home to roost when it comes to Iraq, Afghanistan. You put young men and women out in these situations where their job is to solve their problems with weapons, then you bring them home, and then you tell them, no, you can't solve your problems with weapons. And plus, you know, a good portion of them have PTSD, and yeah, there's all kinds of problems with that.
So you had, since we were talking about parenting, Mark, you had a story, an opinion piece, perhaps, written by somebody who has some words for parents about they're mad their kids are looking at them or something like that. I haven't read the story, so I don't know.
Yeah, this is BuzzFeed clickbait. And
what's the headline?
A letter to parents, it doesn't say an open letter, but it's an open letter. A letter to parents whose children stare at me in public. Or, how to talk to your kids about gender nonconforming people.
Hmm.
Yeah. So this is by Jacob Tobia. I hope I've got that right. But I don't think Jacob is the person who's the story, who wrote the story. If so, then the picture that he has in the little circle is a lot better than the rest of the pictures in here, because it just looks like a normal guy in a suit. The rest of these, not so much. So, dear parents of America or anywhere else, as gender nonconforming person, I get a lot of attention, both wanted and unwanted. If you got to see a picture of this person, if they... unwanted attention and this person just don't go together. Clearly, you
not blending
want
in.
Attention.
Yeah.
Okay? You may not like the attention you get, but if somebody sent you a bedazzled T-shirt, that form-fitting T-shirt that said, attention whore, you'd rip everything you had off on and just throw it on, right? Like, this is an attention whore of the whoriest of whores.
You see, people, for some reason, have still not figured out that you can't pick and choose the attention that you get.
Yeah.
You can either put out for attention or not.
Yes.
And you... they think they can still pick and choose for some reason.
Right. He may or may not be an activist for, you know, gender nonconforming rights, but I hate that he uses the term trans. Okay? So, now, admittedly, I'm not the most schooled person on this issue, but to me, what a trans person is a trans person who feels within themselves some, I think it's called gender dysphoria. are you looking at the pictures?
Yeah, I just pulled up the pictures.
He's a gem.
But if his name is is Jacob, and he refers to himself as a man several times in the
article.
I'm not
sure what
goes on.
So
that would make him not trans, though.
He's wearing, like, watermelon spandex.
Yeah, if he wants me to refer to him to something other than he's going to need to shave. All right? That's first.
He's got, like, boots that go all the way up to basically the mid portion of his thighs,
yeah.
And then underneath that is watermelon spandex, like with pictures of watermelons and strawberries
and
on
an electric blue jacket with a jade.
That's way too
pendant.
Small for him.
This person is not attempting to look like a man nor a woman. And to make my point again, a trans person is attempting to go from one gender to another. So a trans man was at one time a woman and is now a man, and a trans woman was one time a man and is now a woman. These people largely want to be left alone. They want to transition. They want to keep their rights. You know, they want the rights to be the way they are. They want to keep their job. They want to be largely left alone. They want to be treated like the new gender. You know, that's what they're looking for. This is an attention whore and shouldn't be using any similar terminology.
I'm not an attention whore. I'm not an attention whore.
Right, just like that. Now, there is a counter argument. Gay rights were largely pushed by the drag queens. Okay? So I can kind of, like, maybe in 5 years you might convince me I was wrong on this. But nonetheless, I just love hearing this person complain about the sort of attention that he gets. So
all right.
Going on here.
From children, by the way, not from adults.
Well, he wants adults to act a certain way, too. But, yeah, it ranges from people laughing at me, verbally assaulting me, or taking my picture.
Assault, that's the thing now.
Yeah, that's being insulting. Taking my picture without my consent, or people stopping me mid-strut to exclaim, "Oh, my God, I love your outfit." Okay, this person just complained about somebody stopping him mid-stride. As though, you know, if his foot was on the ground or something, that it would make a difference. to say that, "I love your outfit. Where did you get your lipstick?" Okay?
Sorry, I was laughing at the... I hadn't actually seen the first picture here. Yeah. I'd scrolled down.
All of them!
The pictures hadn't loaded yet, so I went to the first one that had loaded. And, look, by no means am I a fashionista, right? Like, I don't care what you wear, by all means. But, yeah, you're going to get some attention walking around in cowboy boots... naked legs, so nothing on his legs.
Hairy naked legs.
Yeah, hairy naked legs.
There's hair.
And then basically dressed as a teacher from that point
forward. Sort of a blue polka-dotted dress and a pink blazer,
like a blazer
over top of it. And I don't think there's a single picture of this gentleman where he's not bedazzled with like brooches and
jewelry
and these sorts of things.
Yeah.
The lipstick is always gaudy as it could possibly be and outrageous. But one type of attention stands out from the rest. The attention of confused children. I first started noticing it when I moved to New York City at age 22. Now, I don't know when that was, but okay. I'm sure he, at one point, was 22.
Yeah.
Children would see me on the subway sporting my beard and lipstick and wouldn't quite know how to react. They'd wear their confusion, marvel, or pleasant surprise at my gender expression blatantly on their sleeves. My gender expression. My attention whoring. Children are anything but subtle about their interest when it's piqued. At least he doesn't blame the kids for being interested in what, you know, the fact that he wears outfits that are intended to get their interest. I was reminded of this attention the other weekend when I traveled from Los Angeles to Florida for a queer conference at the Orlando Hilton Resort. Half of the hotel was filled with queers trying to learn how to better serve trans youth. As far as I'm concerned, that's a great thing. The other half was filled with nuclear families who'd come to Orlando to meet Minnie and Elsa and Goofy at Disney World. It made for an interesting combination.
I bet.
After my keynote speech, sporting a bold purple lipstick, swim trunks, and a bathrobe.
So this guy, gal, whatever, is...
I don't think he makes that avocation, but all right.
He's claiming to be queer. He's claiming to be gender bender or whatever, right?
Queer does not mean... No, he's interested in trans activism, but doesn't say...
He's not owning that he's trans.
He refers to himself as a man several times in this article.
Does he? Will you look at that just to make sure? Because I have... It passes
by me.
I don't have it
pulled up.
Ordinary pronouns just, you know, don't stand out to me, right?
This guy's got to be a big deal, right? If he's keynoting...
Keynoting something.
Yeah.
Keynoting a queer convention for trans help. Who knows how many people are there? I don't know. It's Orlando, so it could be a big convention.
Probably big. If you're renting a hotel room out, you probably... I mean, I guess it, Yeah, Orlando hotel rentals are probably going to be on the larger side, would be my guess.
I made my way to the hotel's Lazy River, and that's when I noticed the familiar eyes following me. The kids were back at it.
All right.
Blatantly staring at me to their heart's content. He's eye candy. I mean, it's just like these thigh-high velour boots. Come on.
All right, we got more coming up here. He's got opinions to share, and you might have some, too, if you want to share them with us. You're welcome to. Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about a guy who wrote an article at BuzzFeed about children noticing his peculiar method of dress and trying to give parents advice on how to handle that, because he always notices that people are noticing him, specifically children in this particular case. He is somebody who was born a man, clearly, who is dressing like a woman, although you guys have been scouring over the text here trying to figure out what this person kind of defines himself or herself
as. Favorite pronoun is?
And as I said, well, it definitely appears as though he is a cross-dresser. He's somebody who is wearing clothes that are atypical.
I like that term because this isn't a trans person, right? This is a person who's not making any attempt to be a woman. He's just a man, clearly a man, wearing women's clothing.
So I have done a little digging as well. I looked up Jacob Tobia. Turns out there's a Wikipedia article about him, which says that he is an American LGBTQ rights activist, feminist writer, and co-producer for MSNBC's television series Queer 2.0. Then, down at the bottom here, under personal life, it says Tobia is genderqueer and uses singular they pronouns.
Okay.
So when you go and look up genderqueer, which is one word, according to Wikipedia, also termed non-binary, is a catch-all category for gender identities that are not exclusively masculine or feminine, identities which are outside of the gender binary, and cisnormativity, whatever that is. Gender queer people.
Cisnormativity is just...
Cis means not trans.
Yeah. Just, you know, you don't have time for this crap. You're cis.
Gender queer people may express a combination of masculinity and femininity or neither in their gender expression.
Right.
So there you go. That's how apparently how he defines himself is gender queer, meaning he's both.
Yeah.
Or neither.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, it just seems like, you know, pick one. That's what I got to have here.
Well, he's saying,
Yeah, right. Well, do what you want, but expect kids to look at you. This is the thing. Like the previous statement is that right here, that's when I noticed the familiar eyes following me. The kids were back at it, blatantly staring at me to their heart's content. They'd never seen someone like me back home in Michigan, Spokane, or Wichita. Is that an insult to the people in Spokane and Wichita? I don't know. Some kids gawked quietly. Others started startled in fright. Some giggled in a curious, empathetic way. Now, I'm not sure if this person is upset about the attention or, because the gawking in terms of like this, makes me wonder.
They do not seem to be upset about the attention. They seem to be upset about not getting even more attention.
Yeah, they seem to be later on, what it appears to be is that they, and that's what he wants you to do, is to say they. Okay, fine. They want you. That doesn't even make any sense. Anyway, this person wants you to, have a conversation with your kid. As though, you're on your way to go see Elsa and Minnie Mouse, and, well, let's skip down and have ourselves a genderqueer conversation, Johnny. See this? This fella over here that's dressed in women's clothing, whoa, stop everything. Let's talk about this man's blue lipstick.
I mean, and maybe you have had these conversations with your kid, but you're not going to have them, like, on demand by people passing by.
Yeah.
Like...
And it certainly isn't going to be the conversation you want them to have. Look,
he wants to be used as a conversation piece, a tool for
In the 1980s, education. I had myself a big old mohawk that I'd stick up in the air with Aquanet. And I wore eyeliner and a trench coat and, combat boots with the little spikes on them and a leather jacket.
I have trouble picturing that. That just doesn't make
There's
sense
a picture
in my
somewhere of him with the mohawk. I don't think the coat or anything.
I can find some more if you desperately need to see these things.
I really don't, but it doesn't compute in my mind.
Come on, admit it. You do want to see
And
that.
I would be upset at times.
It's pretty funny.
When people would, at the mall. I'd go to the mall dressed like this and then be upset that people would talk S about the way I was dressed.
Would they do it to your face?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Son, don't dress to get attention if you don't want attention.
Wait. That's what somebody said to you?
No, that's what I'm saying to me at 17 years old.
What was said to you?
All kinds of things were said to me.
Was it only by your peer group? Was it by
like that.
Contemporaries? Or
mostly, high school-aged kids would have things to say. But I remember, I remember hearing some rednecks talking and saying something to the effect of, You know why they do that? Because they're mad at their parents.
And you might have been.
I don't know. I don't know why I would have had any particular reason to be mad at my parents, but I'm certain that other people were mad at their parents.
Yeah.
I think it just, you know, to me it was artistic or whatever. I liked it, but it didn't strike people the same way. It doesn't. You can dress to get attention, or you can dress not to get attention, but you can't dress and get the attention you want to get, right? Like, somebody's always going to have something to say.
Sure, everybody's got an opinion.
If you're in an attention-getting outfit, some will give you the attention you want, and some will give you the attention you don't. This person seems to be unhappy with all of it. Somebody says, hey, I love your dress. Upset. I guess. I mean, that's the way the article's written, at least. Anyway, but
I don't know. Anyway, go on and hear what else he has to say.
But the most common reaction was that that your children, upon noticing my gender expression, turned to you and exclaimed something like, Mommy, that boy's wearing lipstick. Or, look, Dad, look what he's wearing. After your kids called your attention to my gender expression, all you did pretty much, you all did pretty much the same thing. You looked my way, made eye contact with me, became shiftly embarrassed yourselves and
swiftly.
Told your kids, told your kids that it's not nice to talk about strangers.
I mean, is that not true, though? Like, this is, like, you're not really supposed to, by cultural norms, use other people's clothing as introductions to political social conversations. And since they haven't
or anything
told
else.
You that that was okay,
mm.
as far as you know, it's still not okay. Like, that's the part that doesn't really... Like, they want to be accepted as normal, but also be an intro to conversations, and you would only be having a conversation if something wasn't normal. This
doesn't
make
sense. So one of the things that you said, that I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, is in a normal circumstance, as a parent, you are on the safe side to presume that the person who's in front of you doesn't want to be the subject of a conversation.
Right.
That they don't necessarily share the opinion. That not everybody who is queer or everybody who is gender neutral or everybody who is whatever the different, you know, terms are, not everybody who might subscribe to that same belief system or whatever you want to call it, is going to have the same opinion about how parents should handle this. Should they stop down right then and have a chat with their kids there in the, you know, the hallway at the hotel where he's at with this queer conference that he was attending? Or should they talk to them later on in the room or, you know, when they're alone about that, that they may not want to have.
Wait,
that
and I would have, like, I would have to make guesses about somebody. Like, I don't know if you're trans and just can't pass.
It's or Disney World. Maybe he's the help.
Yeah, if you're a they, like, so I would have to sit there and guess to my kids whether you're trans.
I know what I would say. Like, I tell Jack, go talk to him about it. I do this all the time. I remember one time in the airport, he saw a man with one leg. And he said something to me. And I'm like, well, you want to go talk to him about it? Let's go talk to him about it.
I saw a dog with three legs when I was down in Austin.
You can't talk to the dog, Ian.
No, but I just love seeing a tripod dog because they're so cool.
Yeah.
Toll free number here tonight.
That's Lucky. Weird. They don't want to be missing legs.
855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here. Our number 855-453 like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. One day has an opinion here. That's what this person calls themselves. Which is very strange, as you were pointing out earlier. That always bugged me as a kid when people would say, and it wasn't, people wouldn't say it in school because they were concerned about the gender of the people. They would just say it, the word they, as a generic term for somebody. And I never really understood that because they always was a group of people. It was never an individual.
Well, I would always, even before any of this, I would always use they as a, because there's no gender neutral plural second person pronoun in mm-hmm. English. And so I use they for that. It fits.
So in this case, this person is upset at parents and how they've been handling seeing him when they have their children with them, places like hotels. He was recently at a queer conference in Orlando. And Mark, you're going to continue the story here in moments. Also, I do want to let you know that coming up this summer, in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, at Rogers Campground, it is ForkFest 2018, June 14th through the 18th. What is it? Well, we don't really exactly know because it's decentralized. We can tell you that it's going to involve camping for a lot of people, although there is a motel you can stay in. It could involve RV sites as well, so there's RV sites for people that have those. And so that's definitely going to be involved. So far, there have been some announcements of things that are going to be happening, like Jay Noon's getting married there. He's one of our former co-hosts here on Free Talk Live. There's going to be some athletic events that Daryl's going to be putting together. Daryl's throwing a party. So far, those are the three things I'm aware of, but that doesn't mean that there aren't other things that are being cooked up as we speak, because ForkFest is a decentralized libertarian camping event, meaning nobody's in charge, meaning there is no central control, there's no central authority. There is, of course, the park owners, so you know Rogers Campground has whatever rules they have. But as far as the event, there's no tickets because there's no organization. There's nobody to – if somebody tries to charge you for a ticket, you might be getting scammed because there is no central organization. Even though there's a website, that's just something that somebody put online. Anybody can put whatever they want online for ForkFest. In this case, the website is forkfest.party. That will link you over to some of the community resources like the ForkFest forum and the ForkFest Telegram chat and the ForkFest Discord chats as well, where you can go and discuss what might be happening, what you want to create. Because if there's something that you want to see happening at this libertarian camping event, then you pretty much have to create it at this point. Otherwise, just enjoy camping with other liberty-minded people in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It will be fantastic just on that aspect alone. But what else will people create? It remains to be seen. Because we're still about 3 months out, a little bit less than that, 2.5 months. It's going to come up fast, though. So mark your calendar and start planning now, regardless of what's been announced for it. Go to forkfest.party to learn more about it. It was small last year. Last year was its first year, maybe a couple dozen people in the whole campground hanging out. And this year, we don't know what to expect. We have no idea. So go to forkfest.party. And what's the forking all about? Well, fork is the idea of a split, is the idea of a movement going off in different directions. And it's a natural thing. It's something that happens. And I think ForkFest is the embracing of that. So once again, that's forkfest.party. It's going to be June 14th through the 18th, coming up this summer at Rogers Campground in New Hampshire. As we continue here, Mark, you've got more from this story, this editorial piece by this queer
activist.
You know, he's described himself
gender
as
queer.
Genderqueer, that's what it was. We go, though, first to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free... Actually, hang on 1 second here, David. I actually need to bring that line up. Okay, yeah, David, you're on Free Talk Live in New Mexico. Go ahead.
Hey, on the stuff you've been talking about, first, fun stuff first. Speaking of black eyeliner, Mark answered your question. You posed the question rhetorically, probably, but let me actually answer it. Has anybody ever been fooled by that expression, sausage party? And I wasn't really fooled by it, but I was stumped by it for a second. The first time I ever heard that term, but I heard it in the form sausage fest. Mm. I had no better opportunity, so I was driving a cab in Albuquerque about 10 years ago, and I picked up some guys. I think it was three guys that jumped in the back, and there might have been four, might have been a guy in the front, I don't remember. And we started talking, and they're a band, and they gave me a band name, and I don't know if it was a made-up name or if it was a real side project or whatever. But after a while, it dawned on me that this guy that I was talking to, the main dude that was talking to me, it was Dave Navarro, he was telling me about the performance they were doing and what kind of crowd they were getting, whatever. And he said it was a real sausage fest. And I'm like, huh, what? And then before he could explain it, it dawned on me what he's talking about. But
so this was the guy from, wasn't he in Nirvana or no. Foo Fighters?
Jane's Addiction, wasn't it?
That's what I know.
That's not James. Dave Navarro isn't Jane's Addiction.
Perry. What's his
Perry, name? Perry? Yeah. I can't remember what the last of it is, but yeah.
Dave Navarro, yeah, known for Red Hot Chili Peppers. There you go. Jane's Addiction. He was in Jane's Addiction.
Yeah, I think he was guitar for him, bro. Yeah. Okay. And he dated Carmen Electra, probably
I really shouldn't call here with entertainment topics because we just—I don't know who Carmen Electra is either.
She's a foxy lady. Well,
yeah, that's what I recall that.
Yeah.
Everybody else does, so no
there
problem.
Go. Yeah, good for them. They probably do.
Yeah, you're talking about your Utah law. You know, I'm all for that, and just kind of hodgepodge here. You know, busybodies. Yeah, there's busybodies everywhere, and the police are probably less interested in enforcing stupid stuff than they just do what they're told. I mean, there's some problems there too, but on stuff like this, they probably have little interest in getting involved, but they're pushed by enforcing whatever they got to enforce. They got
to
do.
They don't have to, though. That's the thing. And David, thanks for the call tonight. The police at any time can use their discretion, unless there's some sort of felony being committed in front of them. There's a certain circumstances where they're not allowed to use discretion, as I understand
it. The only statute I've ever seen that removed their discretion was domestic violence calls,
where they have to arrest somebody.
Yeah,
in those
states.
Yeah,
so they can use their discretion in some cases for murder, but yeah, not for domestic violence.
Well, I mean,
the police could, if they were called to blame this on, look, the police need to accept the blame for whenever they've been involved in these things, because any cop that's called to a scene of a kid at a park without their parents can go up to the kid and say, "Hello, son. Do your parents know you're here?" And then he can go, "Yep, my parents know I'm here." And he can be like, "Well, have a nice day." You know, and then walk away.
They could, but you're asking them, you know, in many cases, you're probably talking about somebody who's in their late 20s or something, early 30s. You're asking them to take a stand on child rearing. And I don't think they necessarily know. They don't get any kind of training on this. There isn't any guidance from the law.
If they make an arrest, they're taking a stand.
Yeah, that's taking a position. So the appropriate thing to do is say, "That's not a crime. Have a good day.
Right.
Goodbye." Click.
I'm moving along.
These are people that deal with crime day in and day out. In their world, crime happens all of the time, and it's full of dangerous people. They are the worst possible people to be deciding whether or not you should be allowed to let your kids wander around a perfectly safe middle-class neighborhood.
They're also not who you should call if you see a kid alone in the park, because they're liable to, I don't know, roll up on them and shoot them to death before they fully exit the vehicle.
Right. Like happened with, was it Tamir Rice?
Tamir Rice, yeah.
And I think it was Ohio.
Tamir Rice did have a BB gun in a local, you know, like a park.
So? We went over that case.
I know.
And
look,
the cops did exactly what she said. They blasted that kid to death
before they got out of the car.
And he never did anything to threaten anybody in front of those police.
In front of those police. So the claim
all the cops know is somebody called the cops,
saying that Tamir Rice was pointing a gun at people. And BB guns can look they look very, very realistic.
He didn't say anybody shot anybody. There was no evidence that Tamir did anything to anybody.
Didn't. I'm just saying it could be a better, like, it wasn't a neon green Nerf gun. You know what I mean?
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We got enough time for you. If you get on the lines right now, we might be able to get you in here. Of course, the phones are blowing up now in the final segment of the program. The toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. You can also call us on the Discord on-air call-in line room. Go to discord.lrn.fm or jump on Skype like David there. And the Skype username is lrn.fm.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Here, we got enough time for you. If you dial in now, toll free to 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And saveitpurse.com is where you can go to save big time on your purchases at Amazon. Although one of the gentlemen in the Discord chat is saying he's been having some trouble with one of the purchases on Purse. And as I pointed out, sometimes that happens. You're dealing with anonymous people on the internet who want to buy Bitcoin, and sometimes there's, you know, they're coming from different countries in the world. They may not be the best at speaking English. Sometimes they might be an attempted scam artist. So, I mean, if you're going to get 20 to 30% off of a product, every now and then there's going to be some bumps in the road. And we've been using Purse for a few years now, I think 3 solid years here on Free Talk Live, and I've been very, very successful with it. You know, everything I would have bought on Amazon, basically, I've bought through Purse with very few exceptions over the last 3 years, and have saved usually 20-25%. That's my typical what I go for, unless there's something I really don't need anytime soon, in which case then I'll set it 33% and just forget about it and wait and see if somebody snaps it up. You can save these, you know, big savings. The catch is you have to have Bitcoin in order to do it. But part of the, you know, the part of the process is every now and then somebody's going to buy the item but then cancel. So it'll look like the thing's going to get shipped to you, but then it doesn't. Or in the case that one of our listeners is dealing with, apparently somebody who misunderstood the somehow bought like 1 out of 2 items, or for some sort of mishap happened where only 1 out of 2 items got shipped. And as he pointed out, in the instances where he's needed to get Purse support, their support division involved, they've been very helpful and they've resolved things to his satisfaction. So, and I found that to be the case as well. Purse's support is very, very good at taking care of people, you know, as long as you're not a scam artist or something like that. But yeah, if you're going to be getting 20 to 30% off every now and then, there might be somebody on there that's annoying. You know, there might be somebody on there that cancels the order halfway through or something like that. And then that means your order gets returned to the book, and then it gets put back out there for somebody else to pick up. So if you're in a hurry, you don't want something like that happening, right? Like if there's something you want quickly, somebody acts like they're going to buy it, they take it through halfway through the process, it looks like they're buying it, and then all of a sudden it gets returned back. That might have taken 2 days for that to happen. So if you're in a hurry, you probably don't want to use SaveItPurse.com. Although there are instant purchasing options through SaveItPurse where you can save 5%. Generally, if you need something instant, you know, probably should just go through Amazon. But if you don't mind waiting for a little bit and you've got the patience to deal with the occasional snafu, then you can save 20, 30, 25%. And that's amazing. And it's real. So go and try it for yourself. SaveItPurse, SaveATPurse.com. Once again, SaveAtPurse.com as we go to your phone calls and thoughts here. First up, Jim is in the Bronx watching us on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. Hello, Jim.
Hey, I had a question from Mark today. Yes. Why do you look homeless, pal? You look a bum off the streets.
Well, I'm not at home.
Now, why do you say he looks homeless? I mean, obviously your watch said that. And I think you would have learned the lesson by now. But, you know, you can make fun of Mark or me or whoever, but you just can't say the S word.
Yeah, I don't think it's a G.
It might help if we had, like, a topic, too, not just, like, feeling really strongly about Mark's clothes enough to actually make that phone call and
yeah,
for no other reason.
Yeah.
So he's right and wrong. So in one case, the hat is distressed. Like he called
it's
it.
Old. It's an old hat.
It's not that old.
Isn't that a decade old?
No. These are the hats that we got.
Is that new stock?
This is relatively new stock.
Oh.
This is maybe a 1 or 2 year hat, and it probably hasn't been worn 50 or 60 times.
Okay, but does it still work? Then there's no reason to get rid of it.
But it's distressed. It's by its nature made to look like an older hat. Now, in truth, I wore the hat because I didn't, I didn't comb my hair, so it was just easier.
Fair enough. And that is not a jean jacket. That is an old salty dog
blue
sweater or something like that.
Yeah, it's a
jacket
pullover.
Sweater.
Yeah, you know.
That's are they still around, old salty dog? Are they still out there?
I haven't been out there.
The key?
No, I don't know.
It's a restaurant out where we used to work.
Yeah, where we used to work. We used to work in Sarasota, the radio station at the end of City Island. There were two restaurants there. The Old Salty Dog was one, where you could go and get like fish and chips, hot dogs, things like that. The other one was the Bait Shop. And I can tell you, I just love saying, I'm going to go down and get lunch at the Bait Shop.
Because
it's a funny thing to say.
All right, so let's go back to your calls here and thoughts. First up, it's Gerald. He's in Jersey City. Gerald, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, folks?
Hey, you're on the air.
You guys were talking about forking earlier, like bringing the movement out to different parts.
Yeah, they're usually, you know, whatever the movement happens to be. It can be a religion. It can be, you know, a group of activists or whatever. But the larger a group gets, usually it's like 20-30 is when things start to fracture.
Well, I'm actually a reverend down here at the Archdiocese of St. Peter over
here
in Jersey City. And I think you guys probably would want to branch out and maybe get the station to come down here one day. I don't know if we could set that up offline, but I just wanted to say a prayer for you guys real quick. I don't know if you guys are okay if I lead you through a quick prayer.
Sure, if it's quick, go ahead. I want to hear this.
As long as it's funny.
If you want to be free, you got to let the Lord into your soul. You got to let Jesus inside of you if you want to be free. Can you say his name? Jesus Christ.
He's got passion. I'll give him that. Thanks for the call tonight.
It didn't sound like a prayer. It sounded like a sermon.
Let's continue here. We got David. He's in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, man, I tell you, you've got some callers today. Is this the Free Talk Live Fashion Emporium? And then I was at the Saint yesterday, of course, with St. Stupid's Day. So I'm not sure if that guy could have gotten a good sermon gig at the St. Stupid's Day parade yesterday.
St. Stupid's Day? Is there another name for April Fool's Day?
Let's see. It's the Church of the Last Laugh, or the what's the other name of it? St. Stupid's Day. Yeah, it's Bishop Joey is the
this is God. New to me. I don't know. Church of the Last Laugh, SaintStupid.com. So tell me more about this. Is this an old religion? It says here they're the world's oldest religion and the world's largest church.
Why not?
I wish I could get my my camera to spit loose onto Facebook, because Bishop Joey does quite a rant about how it's the newest religion with the and he does a whole like speed rap about it. It's pretty good. Hey, well, you know what I wanted to talk about? You aware of the Sinclair Media? They're trying to buy up. I think they're gonna, if they're allowed to do a media buyup of TV stations, they would have, I think, 200 stations nationwide, and they would have 1/3 of America's viewers. And if you look at the directorship of Sinclair Media, they're actually like military intelligence people. And, you know, the Constitution is pretty clear about that there is not supposed to be a propaganda wing of America, that we're supposed to be, you know, free souls who are able to think for ourselves, and that we don't need any propaganda minister to tell us what to think. And the idea that there was a piece that came out on social media the other day about, I think CNN ran a great deal of it, where the hosts, I think currently they have about 40 stations, and all of these hosts are reading this piece about how they're supposed to be independent-minded and that they're not spouting fake news. And the guy that put it together does this huge screen of every one of them saying exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I remember seeing clips like that on YouTube when, remember when Gravitas?
Gravitas is probably, got to be the most famous, it's Rush Limbaugh put that together. That's
I doubt it was Rush Limbaugh who put it together. He probably had people who put it together.
Okay, fine. Rush Limbaugh's team put it together.
Rush Limbaugh's probably never edited a video clip in his entire life.
Actually, it was audio was what Gravitas was, and then they edited it later.
Okay, because I've seen the video clips of what he's talking about. And David, thank you for the call tonight, bringing up the sort of monolithic mainstream media out there that appears to be like they're different channels, but they tend to have the same narrative. And there's something to that, I would say.
There's something.
And then on the other hand,
you get something.
And then you get the other propaganda from like NPR, which of course is very pro government, and of course the corporate media is also very pro government. And gee, what do you know? When the government has the control over licensing, turns out the licensed entities don't really want to take the government to task real hard in a lot of cases. So blame the FCC. If you want to have a more diverse media landscape, abolish the FCC and let anybody who wants to put a transmitter on the air. And that would solve that problem. Unfortunately, nobody's going to propose that.
Nope.
So we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.